It's time for Radio Nibbles, and John Lindorf is here with a guest, Mackenzie Selke, Executive Director of the Boulder County Farmers Market. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, and good morning, everyone out in the KGNU universe. Gather around the table. We're going to, taste some cantaloupe and talk about the farmers market and all sorts of stuff this morning. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, this is your first time on KGNU.
This is my very first time.
And you're the new executive director of the farmers market, right?
Very much so. I'm brand new as of April 6th, 2022. So about 5 months on the job.
Right now, we are in full blast. Everything that's except for the fall crops, like, you know, this is prime time, right?
This is absolutely prime time. We're starting to see apples come in, and you know when the apples and the peaches overlap that it is peak season.
So what's exciting at the market right now?
Oh my gosh, every market table is absolutely loaded with the best of Colorado produce right now. We've got sweet corn, we've got green chilies, we've got wonderful local meat.
Are you doing roasting yet?
We sure are. We've got roasters on Saturdays and on Wednesdays, so folks can get it live if that's what suits you.
And if you've been living in a cave for a while, which of course many of us have been, the farmer's market is Wednesday evening.
Wednesday starting at 4 until dusk, which is about 7:30 for us now. Right. And then Saturday mornings in Longmont at the fairgrounds and in Boulder on 13th Street starting at 8 a.m.
So you came in just as there were a lot of changes happening with the market in terms of the folks who were leading it and other things. And the one question that people keep asking me is they go to the market and they don't see some of the familiar faces, the vendors who have been there for a long time, including biggies, you know, like Sister's Pantry. So what happened? briefly.
Sure. So, John, I joined the market after the vendor selection process was complete and the markets had started this year. So I didn't get to participate in that. But what I can say is that we saw a lot of changes at Boulder County Farmers Markets during COVID, including some of our farmers go out and start their own farm stands. So you can find some folks who helped found our market at their farm stands on site rather than at our markets. Mm-hmm. We also are just seeing a lot of new and emerging farmers and new and emerging businesses who are great candidates for our streets. And I think the team did a really good job of selecting a bountiful, exciting, and tradition-based group for this year.
Any sense of how many vendors are new and how many are old? Percentage-wise?
Oh, man. I think that new and old question gets tough, right? We still have one of our founding farmers who started with our very first market in 1987. That's Susan. And they are with the Fresh Herb Company.
Fresh Herb Company, yes. And I was saying I'm so old that I actually remember that very first farmer's market.
Awesome.
You know, back on the, I was actually on the courthouse lawn. There were three farmers. It's gotten bigger. you've got some, I wanted to, you know, there's a sense of farmers markets being for the privileged, that the food is more expensive. I can make an excellent case why you should spend the money for that more expensive locally grown food. But it's a question of accessibility. So what does the Boulder County Farmers Market do in terms of getting more people more fresh produce and food?
I think Boulder County Farmers Markets has done a tremendous job working with our local public health authority in the cities to offer Double Up Food Bucks,
which is
a program that matches $20 of SNAP spending with $20 of funds that we raise so that low-income families and historically excluded families can access more fresh produce. We also work closely with WIC families offering the same $20 doubling program and a CSA program that's also home delivery for our WIC families in Boulder County.
I thought that was an interesting thing, the home delivery part of it, because it makes it even more accessible, and the fact that it's more like a CSA, although I imagine you still end up with a box of mystery vegetables, you know, and you go, what the hell do I do with a kohlrabi? But that's a different problem.
We do offer recipes with our WIC CSAs specifically about kohlrabi, so it's
In general, you have recipes available from the farmers, and I even share them in my column.
Yeah, very much so. I think I'm proud of our WIC CSA because people have less barrier to entry and they don't have to figure out transportation and childcare. They have more free time, and we hope that they're able to spend some of it preparing some of the fresh fruits and vegetables.
A lot of peeling involved. let's see. I upcoming in the fall, so the market goes until November, right?
November 19th and October 5th for our Wednesday market. So a few more weeks to get it in the week.
Of course, I've always wished that the market was year-round. Mm. And it's more like that now because you have the pickup program through the winter.
That's right. We have our curbside program where folks can order online throughout the week from BCFM vendors that they love and then pick up from curbside locations in Boulder, Longmont, Lafayette, and Denver. And that goes year-round.
And you don't have to stand in that long line that forms at 8. If you go there at 8 a.m.,
you'll
find that there's certain booths that have this, people in line from 6 o'clock or whatever.
That's right.
So you can avoid that.
You can avoid the line. You can pick what are your grocery staples and make sure that you have your fridge stocked for the week. And I think it's a nice balance between the event of going to a Saturday market with your friends and family versus the task of grocery shopping and making sure your folks are fed and the food is really good.
One of my favorite events every year is the Boulder County Market, the Winter Market, which is held at the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont. Big, huge display space, and everybody, and it includes other kinds of vendors. It's a way for people in Boulder County to get access to other kinds of vendors, but you just opened up the applications for vendors, and I'd really encourage people who are listening, wherever you are, not out of the country, but to check this out.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're looking for vendors for our winter market, which is on the 3rd and 4th of December at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. And we're so proud to host that last of the season in-person event where folks can stock up for their feasting with our local produce and ranch and food producers and also purchase artisanal goods and art from local artisans and makers.
And also, I want to just pop in, John, and ask you about, while we're talking about events, not so far in the future with December, what's coming up this weekend as far as events go that have to do with food?
It's this new event, which apparently none of us here have heard of. It's called the Planet-Based Festival. It's Sunday at the Bandshell in the park. And it includes a lot of things about sustainability, regenerative agriculture, healthy living. But all the vendors are the food vendors are all offering vegan or offerings or plant-based
stuff.
But
okay.
That sounds kind of boring. But it includes ice cream and tacos. And
hey, some people really get into that.
I know. What, vegan? Yeah, no, I'm saying.
And the whole plant-based thing.
No, absolutely. But it's not. Anyway, if you look at the list of folks who are coming, it's quite amazing.
We're coming up on time, but I want to ask, what's in your column this week?
A long time ago, I decided that KGNU needed a food program. This is in the 1980s. And I proposed this show. It was called The Generic Gourmet Show. It was about, using lower cost ingredients to and cooking from scratch to overcome the then recession. This was like three recessions ago. In any case, I did that, and eventually it became Radio Nibbles years later. Mm-hmm. But it was named after there was this weird trend of these cheap foods, inexpensive foods in black and white packaging. They'd have whole aisles of this. That's evolved into what are called store brand things, and every supermarket has them now, and they're not segregated someplace. And if you simply switch out brand name for store brand, you will automatically save, I did some research, 15 to 20% on your food bill. Anyway, that's my column this week.
All right. Well, what's the best thing you've eaten lately?
I'm gonna give this one to Mackenzie.
I've eaten the best things ever lately, but my favorite is the savory melon that I picked up from Rough and Ready Farms yesterday night at the at a market near me. And I would say it is almost like a creme brulee caramelized start with a cantaloupe finish. They're super in season right now, and they're perfect size for one person to eat a whole one.
So it's savory is the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Savory melon.
Thanks so much for being here. I'm very glad I got to meet you and introduce you to KGNU.
Thank you so much, John. It was a pleasure.